Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt das bei der Zara, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Let's say you have a statue that the Ovdei Kechavim made. It was not made L'shem Avodah Zarah. In other words, it wasn't made to bow down to it. They didn't believe that this statue was some type of, had godly powers. But it was made for niceness. So it's Mutar Bahana. If it was made L'shem Avodah Zarah, even though they didn't serve it yet, or they served it, even though it wasn't made L'chatchila L'shem Avodah Zarah. In other words, they made a statue for niceness, and they decided, no, we're going to bow down to it. In both cases, it is Aser Behana. Now, what if we have a statue, and I don't know. I don't know if it was made for niceness or actually for Avodah Zarah. Let's see our Mishnah. Once again, Perig Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Zakt Mishnah kol hatzlamim asurim. Now, when we say tzelem, usually we mean a shesi v'erev. But the word tzelem is an image, right? In Hebrew, mitzalem, it's a photographer. Kalat slamim asurim. All sculptured images are aser. Can't have enough from them. Mibnei shehin nevodin. Because they are worshipped, they are served. Pam achas b'shana. Once a year. Divir Meir zehalt Rabbi Meir. The Bat Tanura reminds us, Rabbi Meir is choshish even for a miut. Because it could very well be that there are plenty of these statues that were just made for like decorative purposes. But Rabbi Meir says, look, there are some that we know for sure that one day a year they're served as an Avodah Zarah. So therefore they are Asur Behana. The Chachamim Maimir, but the Chachamim say, Einai Asur, Elokol Sheyesh Biyodai, Makel Oy Tzipar Oy Kador. The Chachamim say, Einai Asur, an image. Now we don't know that this is an Avodah Zarah. It would not be Asur unless Ela Kol Sheyesh Biyodai, unless it has in its hand, the statue has in its hand, Makel, a stick, a tzipar, or a bird, a kader, or a bull. That shows us it was probably meant to serve as an Avodah Zarah. Taisus Yamtiv explains, because they mean to show, like, oh, you see, this Avodah Zarah controls the birds, it has a stick, it controls power, it has the whole world in its hand, like a globe, like a round ball. That's what they're trying to prove. The Beraisa adds other things that would make us assume it's a real Avodah Zarah. If in the statue's hand there's a sword, a crown, a ring, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Kol sheyesh biyodei kol davar, any image that has anything in its hand, not just those things we just mentioned, is probably an Avodah Zarah. Because holding something in his hand meant it trying to show up, it controls something. It's very interesting. The Gra explains, Lahavdil, what's Netilas Yadayim? We wash our hands. Because we want to show Hashem. We don't control nothing. You give us the Kayach to do everything. A person who's a Balgaiva says, oh, with my hands, I can control things. So we want to do Netilas Yadayim. We're doing the opposite of this Avodah Zarah. Or what the Avodah Zarah was made to represent. The Bat Tanura explains, first of all, that the Halacha is like the Chacham. It's only us if it's holding these things in its hands, and it's limited to the list. In other words, we're not as machmir as Rabbi Meir is, the Kol Atzlam Masurim. It has to hold specific items. We're not as machmir as Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who says if it's holding anything, but it's only considered to be an Avodah Zarah if it's holding the items mentioned. The Mishnah tells us about a stick, a bird, and a ball, and the Beraisa adds a sword, a crown, and a ring. The Bat Tanura also adds that it's only Aser when the statue was placed by the entrance to the Medina. That's like a chash of a place. And also in the villages, where it wasn't their derech to make nice statues. In the big cities, there were nice statues for decoration. But in the little villages, they didn't put up decoration statues. So everyone holds that even if it's not holding anything, the statue is Aser because it was made to serve as an Avodah Zarah.